Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a light bulb moment.
I'm Asania.
I'm Deshaun. And it's a motivational podcast.
Yeah, baby. In unison. That was loud.
Here we go. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moments podcast, and I am Deshaun.
And I'm Asania. Oh, fuck, my bad. I cut you off.
No, I always do it in the background.
Where? No.
Yeah, I do.
No, okay.
But okay. Anyway.
Yes.
So we're here to talk about crystals.
To talk about crystals.
Crystals. And everything they got to do.
They got to do with what?
With everything. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, Asania, how are you, by the way?
I'm cool. My stomach kind of tore up.
You know, it happens.
I know.
Perhaps you need a crystal. You should sit a crystal right on top of your stomach, and maybe it'll help your digestive system.
My what system? My what system?
Your intestines.
My intestinal tract?
Mm-hmm. All of that.
Get it right, get it tight.
Right. But, I'm good, too.
I didn't ask you how you're doing.
No one asked me how I'm doing. Goddamn. Well,
fuck.
I'm good.
You just
gonna
throw your shit out there? You gotta wait for that shit. You gotta wait for that to ask that shit.
I mean, how long I was gonna be waiting? Goddamn.
Because I was trying to figure out what you said. Digestive.
Mm-hmm.
Digestive.
Anyway. But, yeah. So. They were talking about crystals. And, do you like crystals?
I got stuck. I couldn't think of nothing smart to say. My bad.
I mean, you got to say nothing smart. I mean,
I'm starting to learn more about crystals. I wasn't really into crystal play.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of a skeptic when it came to crystals.
Mm-hmm.
But starting to get more into them now. Only in the past few months. Not. I don't want to make it seem like I've been on them for a while now.
I would say I've known about crystals, but I just didn't take it seriously. It's not because I didn't think they work. I just didn't delve into it. It was kind of like, oh, okay, that's what that do. Great. And I moved on.
But. Back in the day when you knew about them, would you say you were as spiritually sound then as you are now?
Oh, of course not. I mean.
Because I've seen your growth.
Right. So I feel like I think most people get more, you know, into their spirituality as they grow.
No. As they
not
grow?
Not everybody. Well, me. I don't know about y'all. But, yeah. I feel like I am a little bit more in tune and aware of my spirituality. And,
you had to say spirituality like that?
Right. So I pay a little bit more attention to things that, you know, have an effect on your spirituality. And when it comes to crystals, you know, crystals are all about energy. So energy is very important. So I have been.
Why is energy important?
Because energy is important because everything is energy.
Damn. Damn. My nigga is deep. He's getting deep like quicksand. I didn't know you had it. That was a test. I was just trying to see. Ooh, that was a.
Don't come for me.
You making me proud. Ooh, okay. And you got me blushing and
shit. Stop.
Yes.
Jesus.
I can't stand you. Ugh.
But, yeah, energy is important.
And,
I was watching a video and it was talking about how, you know, different crystals have different energies. And if you feel a certain way, perhaps you should search for a certain crystal. And when you feel a certain way and a crystal is a certain way, you can line up with that crystal. And that crystal can help shift your energy in another direction.
That's what a mutual friend of ours is on. Like, she's heavy in the crystals. Like, she'll actually.
Ooh.
Hannah.
Oh, hey, Hannah.
She'll bring them to work and sit them on, like, the bar while she's bartending. She knows.
Nice. So she really into crystals. Right.
She's really into them. She brings them to, like, she carries them with her everywhere she goes based upon what kind of vibe she's looking for, what kind of day she thinks she potentially is going to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm getting more into them. I have had some, and I've lost them, and people have told me stories about what happens when the crystal disappears and stuff like that. You overcharge it. And I never released it. I've had crystals that start to fall apart after a while when I had them in my possession too long. I think I just dispersed too much energy into them. Mm-hmm. So I can believe that. Like, I've seen, like, literally the pieces just begin to chip off the stone.
Mm.
So I've had a few. I've had a few now. I actually put a, somebody gave me a meditation fountain for Christmas. And I took the three crystals I found and put them in a meditation fountain. So they can have a home.
How do you like your meditation fountain?
It's cool. I gotta put some water in it so it would be more therapeutic.
That's what's up. I've always liked hematite just because I like how it look.
Hematite. Mm. What is the purpose?
It reflects or deflects negative energy.
I feel like everybody sells you like every kind of crystal, every kind of stone deflects. And that's why I wanted to do this.
Well, I'm sold, you know. but when I was going to the crystal stone,
that's what's not what crystal stone?
The one in East Point.
What's the name of it?
I don't know. It's in downtown East Point.
It's called Blue. Up. It's Blue what? Ooh, she ain't paying attention. It's Blue something.
I don't know. But anyway, she said whatever crystal you know, like is the crystal that you should get. Because when you like something, like you're vibing with it. So you
said East Point?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of one of the Five Points.
No, East. Yeah, East.
Ooh, I wish they could see my face here. You see how I'm just trying to burn through you with my eyes.
Mm-hmm. East Point across the street from the East Point train station. She said whichever...
Crystal Blue.
Crystal Blue?
Yeah, there's a real cool crystal spot in Little Five Points right by... Ooh, shouts out to Crystal Blue. Right by Colo and around the block from the Vortex. Mm-hmm. Massive crystal collection. Actually, a whole lot of spiritual stuff in there.
That's dope. But whatever crystal you vibe with and you like, that's probably the one you should get. That's the one you need.
You was vibing with it?
That's what like, she said. Like I believed her.
It was calling you or you was calling it?
Both.
They was talking to each other?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a dirty conversation?
No, I think it was regular. It was very, hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah. But you felt like the conversation was deep enough not to pass it by?
Yeah.
I can't say.
But I like my crystals. I got one hematite and I got one moonstone. My moonstone one is for intuition.
Yeah, you got real good intuition.
I do, you think so?
You probably just don't listen to it.
Oh, interesting. And my hematite one is to reflect negative energy, like I said.
So that's why you just always be chill.
Huh?
Are they new?
These are new. I've had hematite before, but I still have it. It's in my bag. But the string broke apart, and I just kind of keep it in my bag. But these are kind of new. Why that's funny?
I'm not. It's just because you was really attached to them. You playing with them. Mm-hmm. And I can see you vibing with them right now. Like they talking to you. All jokes aside. But let's start from the beginning. Crystals. Crystals.
We did start it.
You know what I'm saying? Like the beginning of crystals. So okay. You can understand like why they're so important and what purpose they serve and how they come about.
Go.
So for the most part, crystals are derived from natural elements. Mm-hmm. In your notes. This is from one of the videos I saw.
Oh, okay.
They're derived from the elements. They are forged no different from any other rock, stone, or mineral on this planet. Mm-hmm. Depending on the elemental conditions, affect the color, shape of the crystal. Mm-hmm. Supposedly the reason people use them is because the energy that they contain themselves, and since, like you said, everything is made of energy, everything is energy, then that's why we have such a tight connection, because for every line and every point and every and within a stone or a crystal, quote unquote, there's a source of energy in it. That's why when the pieces were falling off, it wasn't surprising, because I probably either worn them out or tapped it out, so it was time to get a new one. Not going to go into details and minerals and all that, have a scientific class, but that's the origin of most crystals and most stones. Most people go search them, you go find them, so on and so forth. And that's what, since they derive from different elemental conditions, that's why they have different purposes. Like you said, some are for receiving, some are for repelling, but some are also for receiving. That's why I find it very funny that everybody's like, this is for warding off negative, but nobody really talks about like this draws a certain kind of energy to me. Everybody's looking to repel.
I don't think, well, personally speaking, I wasn't looking to repel. I just like how it looked. Like, real shit. I was just like, oh, I like that. She was like, oh, that do that. And I was like, oh, okay, I want it. It was real simple. It wasn't like, I'm looking for this in my life. But then when I said that, she was like, well, what do you like? She was like, she was like, walk out the store and walk back in and just pick out whatever you like. And then I'll tell you what it means. Because that means you sincerely want it. And you're like...
Versus somebody guiding you to it.
Right, exactly.
And telling you pick this one out because it'd be best for you.
Exactly. So it's like, what are you drawn to?
They're also good for amplifying and identifying. Mm-hmm. So, like, say you got something going on or something in you or certain energy or something you're looking for, it'll amplify that. Or like I say, it'll draw stuff to you, mm-hmm. not just repel. So that's why I'm really starting to get into them, because if it's going to magnify whatever energy I'm getting off, giving off, or I'm trying to draw, I'm going to use it. Mm. I'm starting to get into using those tools. Mm. Like, my mala beads. Mm. I feel completely, like, I don't know if it's psychological or what it is, but I feel a little bit more zen with my mala beads. It's very interesting. Mm. So, besides crystals, there's also sage. Crystals are also good for cleansing. Crystals for beginners, clear quartz, healing are good for healing and clarity. Citrine is good for abundance and creativity. Amethyst is good for energy and dreaming. Obsidian is good for protection from negative energy. And I fucked up on that one. Then, yeah.
Yeah, Showed up. So, yeah, those are just some of the crystals that we want to highlight. But there's also sage. Now, when I hear about sage, everybody wants to sage their house when they get a new house. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to sage their apartment when they get a new apartment. And get rid of the negative energies, right? Everybody was trying to get rid of the negative energies, you know? I remember one day at work, my manager, he started saging the place before work. You know what I'm saying? I'm down for it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want negative energies either. You know, whatever you want to do to get rid of negative energies, as long as you're not doing nothing too crazy, like hanging a dead body over a table or something like that, I'm cool with it. I don't care. But do you like sage?
This smells good. I've seen it. Everybody I know around who I am connected to who are very spiritual individuals, my mm-hmm. father, my brothers, my sisters, my whole that side of my family. Mm-hmm. Close friends all burn sage at some point in time. I have a particular friend who burns sage in spaces that I'm not accustomed to. Like, they carry sage with them and certain forms of sage, like little sticks and so on and so forth. So
saging is also used for setting intentions during prayer or meditation. Sorry to interrupt you, but
would an incense be considered a form of sage?
Isn't sage a certain herb? Because there are types of sage.
True. Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at you. Breaking shit down.
For sure. But I do feel like incense, I think anything with smell has some type of energy with it, because it, you know, when you smell stuff, it make your mind do something. Mm-hmm. So I think smell has an energy.
Because when I meditate with incense, it feels different.
Yeah, most definitely.
The environment feels different. Mm-hmm. So, even when I'm just chilling with incense burning.
Yeah, so smell definitely has a play on the mind.
Why is it incense versus candles, though? I don't get the same energy when I burn a candle.
Maybe because candles are manufactured? I don't know. Okay. Maybe it depends on the candle. Maybe you haven't picked the right candle. Ooh. But you've picked the right incense. Ooh. You silly.
You sillier. Mm-hmm. Light bulb moment. Little history on sage. Sage was originally burned by Spanish monks. Evidence of spiritual shamanic leaders, speaking of the healing powers of the tree spirit. Mm-hmm. So basically, in a nutshell, sage has been used over time just to ward off.
So they've been saging houses since, you know, who knows since when. Since the dawn. Right.
But it's a cleanse. It's mostly just a cleanse.
Yeah, cleanse.
And clear stuff out so you can bring in new energy. I think that is something that we do not discuss enough of like clearing out old stuff and clearing out old energy so that you can bring new shit. And we don't realize we just be stacking shit on top of old shit. So that old stinky scent gets passed on to whatever else you're bringing in.
Right.
When you burn sage, you're
gonna open the window and air that shit out. Otherwise, it's just swirling
around.
It's just swirling around.
It's almost like putting on deodorant without taking a
shower.
Ooh. Right. You just, like,
with your metaphor.
I know you still stink. I know what you tried to do, but I know you still stink.
Bitch, you tried to sage, but so no, that was actually right on point.
Right.
So you've never done it?
What, sage? Not, and again, it's just like with crystals. A lot of things I don't do just because I just kind of don't. I just kind of walk past it. Not that I don't believe in it. Not that I don't think it's significant. I could just be really careless at times. And I just kind of keep going. And I just didn't pay attention to it at the time. But I do feel like, you know, if it's important to me, it'll come back up in my life somewhere where I'm like ready to sage some shit. Maybe my next place I move to, I'll be in the mindset where I need to get me some sage. You know?
Right.
But at this point, I'm just kind of like, I've been here for a nice bit of time.
But so. You still can clear it out.
Right. But I still need to do what I need to do before I clear it out. So I can't just like go to the store right now and get some sage and drop it on the floor and be like, all right, I'm done. I would have to like...
cleanse yourself.
Right. As well as my apartment.
Because you want to be emitting a new energy.
Right. Right.
Okay.
But I'm down for the sage, though. I'm all about the sage. Okay, I'm down for the sage party.
No, open it back up for me so I can read off the crystals.
Yeah, so we're saging and stuff.
I can't stand
all of that.
But I'm about to
read it. I feel like it don't stink and it don't smell bad, but it's a stench.
It's pungent.
Yeah.
And y'all supposed to use it with your crystals too. Also, forget about that.
Oh, you're supposed to sage with crystals?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
to cleanse them also before you use it, you want to purify them. I almost forgot about that because every time I get some crystals, most of the time I forget to sage them in the beginning and just try to go out and use them straight up. And yeah.
Yo, interesting.
Something just slapped the shit out of my phone because it started moving on its own. That's interesting. So, before we go, I just want to give a few, like, key crystals for people to look out for if they, you know, they're new to this and they want to go out and actually invest in some and see how they work.
Go.
All right, let's do it again. Number one, go.
Go.
Number one, amethyst. It's good for protection, balance, and cleansing.
Yup.
Number two, howlite. Howlite. It's good for meditation, relaxation, and letting go. Carnelina is good for confidence, vitality, and ambition. Amazonite is good for truth, peace, and self-love. Ooh, I forgot to continue the numbers. Number five, sodalite. Whatever. It's good for insight, intuition, and communication. Rose quartz. Number six is good for love, trust, and emotional healing. Labradorite is good for intuition, clarity, and introspection. And rhodonite is good for purpose, grounding, and balancing. And I'm going to say them all again. Amethyst, howlite, carnelian, amazonite, sodalite, rose quartz, labradorite, and rhodonite are eight different crystals that you can invest in.
Funny.
What's funny about it?
I just thought about Pedialyte. Oh, shit.
I can't stand this, mama. Yeah, man. Just if you're curious and you want to go check them out, you're wondering about them, if you have any curiosity, but you're beginning. And again, if you live in Atlanta or you're in the local area, go check out Crystal Blue and Little Fire Points. And what's the name of your place in East Point?
I don't know. But it's about thumbs up. Across the street from East Point train station downtown.
Please check out these places.
And I love that place.
Right, man. Just investigate them and see what's going on.
They be closed a lot, though. Get my nerves. But anyway, thank y'all so much for listening.
No, we're not.
No. Oh, yeah. We got to do the next shit, the Cosmos, which is what I know all y'all been waiting for because y'all be talking to me about it all the time.
We talking about that retrograde every time you meet somebody.
Retrograde this and retrograde that.
What's going on today in the cosmos?
I don't know. Let's see. Well, there's a full moon in Cancer. Cancer is the wolf moon. There's a lunar eclipse.
Yeah, I saw that. I posted it on the page the other day.
Really?
It's supposed to be inspiring big change within your career, your life. Well, keep going. I'm sorry.
The lunar eclipse. Interesting. Is there anything we should look out for the lunar eclipse?
It's just transformative.
It's transformative. And can it be painful, too?
It might be.
Interesting. Look out for issues surrounding your home, your career. Is there going to be a lot of masculine energies and feminine principles will be highlighted as well.
So if you're feeling extra girly and you're a man, don't be surprised. You can't help it if you're feeling extra emotional doing this eclipse. Don't deny it. Don't fight it.
Right. It sounds embrace like you it. Just need to be aware of what's going on.
Everything is about awareness.
Yeah, everything's about awareness.
Ooh.
Most deaf.
You live. I hope this was slightly, I'm not going to say informative, but at least inspiring. It puts a buzz in somebody's mind.
I mean, whatever you got from it is fine with me.
Ooh.
But
I don't like you, dude.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know how we do this show together.
But anyway.
I can't do it without you, though.
Right.
What was your light bulb moment of the day?
I don't think I had one.
Nothing popped up?
Not really, no.
I had like a stupid ass light bulb moment, but it was more around our next topic about different dimensions.
Oh yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, listen, man. Yeah. I was light bulb popping all day. All day. I have had a light bulb moment in the past week, though. I've turned off my internet, and it's creating a lot of clarity. A lot of clarity. Because I don't have any TV or any streaming services to escape in.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's actually pretty healthy. I mean, going to bed at night.
That's what's up.
Well, this is the end of our episode.
Tell us y'all light bulb moments. Tell us about your crystals that you use for whatever reason. And be blessed, subscribe, and share.
And show love and follow.
Most def. Bye, y'all.
Bye.